zoo.
What's that called, Dave?
Ethan Alvin.
Ethan Alvin.
After a while, the show was over and we headed for the door. I turned round to look for Alvin when the crowd let out a roar. There on the stage was the latest rage, even out his little heart. We thought the other man had the crowd in his hand till we heard Alvin start.
Good time is had by all in the summertime. Good time weather. Here, there, and elsewhere, taking the bathing beaches in, attend to the baseball games, and attend my working. You get a couple weeks vacation out of it. I do. I work for the American Bell Telephone and Telegraph Company, which I now own. So, I can take as long a vacation as I wish. I'm still on vacation. I'm taking it now. I'm staying right here on my vacation. A rather long vacation. Summer's a beautiful time of year when almost all winter dreams are possible. You can put into operation all thoughts of the past and make them as realistic as possible because they're simply too good to last. It's very easy in the summer to make your winter dreams come true.
I spoke the language of the flowers. Once I understood each word the caterpillar said. Once I smiled in secret at the gossip of the starlings and shared a conversation with the housefly on my bed. Once I heard and answered all the questions of the crickets and joined the crying of each falling, dying flake of snow. Once I spoke the language of the flowers. How did it go? How did it go?
Thank you. Poor Biron, each other.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're just about ready to start this evening's radio obituaries. It's the time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Before I do that, though, first, thank everybody for helping out on the free association program tonight. There's always 10 times more than I could ever get to in those gigs, but I do the best I can. For you, the listener. Then I want to remind you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And as we begin the radio obituaries, I want to thank, as we always do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance in the process. The initial radio obituary is for Gary Loizo, the American guitarist, singer, and recording engineer, also record producer, best known for being the lead singer of the American Breed, best known for Bend Me, Shape Me. He started his own recording studio after leaving American Breed. The studio was called Pumpkin Studios. It started in the early 70s, and he became a two-time Grammy-nominated recording engineer, working with REO Speedwagon, Styx, Bad Company, Slash, Survivor, Liza Minnelli, Tenacious D, Nelson, and many others. Gary Loizo just passed away at 70. We're not going to hear those things. Instead, we're going to go this direction in the initial radio obituary for Gary Loizo right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You're not aware. I wake up hurting and you're not there. Within a dream, without your love, there's only one thing that I'm thinking of. Girl, I'm gonna make you mine. I'm gonna make you mine. I want you back, so be prepared. Girl, I'm gonna make you mine. You've got something that's out of sight.
Post-initial radio obituary is for Long John Hunter, the American Texas blues and electric guitarist, also a singer and songwriter, best known for El Paso Rock, that tune was done by many, as well as Alligators Around My Door. He bought his first guitar after attending a B.B. King concert. How many times have I said that sentence in a radio obituary? That's what I'd like to know. He took the stage name of Long John Hunter in 1953, and his first single was She Used to Be My Woman, backed with Crazy Girl, released by Duke Records in 1953. Long John Hunter just passed away at 84. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Miss Jones.
You know I met a little girl, she was all shocked out in blue. She saw me rubbing and she started rubbing too.
It's mighty crazy.
What was she rubbing, John?
It's mighty crazy. It's mighty crazy. She keep on rubbing at the same old thing.
Begun to rub.
It's mighty crazy. It's mighty crazy. It's mighty crazy. Keep on rubbing at the same old thing.
She kept on rubbing me. And she kept on rubbing.
What was she rubbing?
I thought it was my clothes she was rubbing, but I didn't ask no questions. After a while,
you know my little woman's so loving. Her loving is mighty fine. I go crazy about the way she started rubbing every night. Didn't it run across my mind?
It's mighty crazy.
Was that the same one that came by my place the other day?
It's mighty crazy. It's mighty crazy.
That was the one over the long gun place, man.
Keep on rubbing at the same old thing. Same old thing. It's mighty crazy.
Why did you keep on rubbing, John?
It's mighty crazy.
I don't know.
It's mighty crazy. Keep on rubbing at the same old thing.
Loving, she'll understand.
just what to do. Well, I say early in the morning and late at night. Got to come and move and make me all right, baby.
See, where does that put me now? I think it must be the next radio obituary. But I wait patiently for confirmation on this, or not so patiently. There are technical difficulties occurring in the world of the radio obituary right now. The next radio obituary is for Bryce Rohde, R-O-H-D-E. He was an Australian jazz pianist and composer. He formed the Australian Jazz Quartet, sometimes the Quintet, in 1954, recording several albums, touring lots in the U.S. After they broke up in 58, Rohde led his own quartets in Australia until 64, moved to California in 65, and based himself out of San Francisco and led his own ensembles over the coming years. Bryce Rohde just passed away at 92. The quintet did one of those tunes, so we're going to listen to it right now as part of the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
The pre-ant penultimate radio obituary is for Troy Shondell. I'm sorry. I should probably sigh before I start this. The pre-ant penultimate radio obituary is for Troy Shondell, the American vocalist, who achieved a modicum of fame and recognition in the early 60s with his transatlantic one-hit wonder, This Time. He wrote his first song at age 14, and it was recorded by Little Anthony and the Imperials, but I have no clue what it was. Troy Shondell just passed away at 76. It's the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The ant penultimate radio obituary is for Red Simpson, the country singer-songwriter best known for his trucker-themed songs. He was working at the Wagon Wheel near Bakersfield, California, where he was definitely part of that sound, when Fuzzy Owen saw him and arranged for him to work at the Clover Club as a piano player. He went on to get a job replacing Buck Owens at the Blackboard Club on the weekends. Bill Woods came around, saw him, and asked him if he would write a song about driving trucks, but by the time Simpson handed him four truck songs, Woods had stopped recording. Oh well. But Red Simpson went on to record them himself, had a fabulous career doing that kind of thing, and in 72 debuted on the Grand Ole Opry during the heyday of his truck hits for Capitol. Red Simpson just passed away at 81. It's the, what did I say it was? The antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. go down, Donner Summit is closed. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, 'cause I'll be late getting home. Road truck roll, take me to my baby, I'm tired of being alone. Road truck roll, I wanna see my baby. Road truck roll me on home. One of these days I'm gonna quit this old road. When I've saved enough money, gonna buy me a place back home and live a little, just me and the kids and my honey. Mama said little Danny's not doing too good in school. Said he keeps talking about his dad that he hardly knows. Teacher said he just sits at his desk and draws pictures of trucks. I guess I know what that means and what it shows. Well, I'm not home 3 months out of the year. And here lately it's showing on me too. I saw a lot of country at first and I liked it then. But anymore there's just none of it new. Oh, what a long old haul this one's been. I've had rain most of the way and now it's beginning to pour. It sure looks cold, that wind blowing up through that canyon. But I gotta keep my spirits up, so I guess I'll sing a little more. I'm going down Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down, Donner Summit is closed. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, 'cause I'll be late getting home. Take me to my baby, I'm tired of being alone. Road truck roll, I wanna see my baby. Road truck roll me on home. Road truck roll me on
gear jamming, coffee drinking, truck driving fool. I might have a little shimmy in this cracker box Jimmy, but I ain't never cracked up yet. The more I try to make a buck in this beat up truck, the more semi crazy I get. Yeah, I'm semi crazy. I gotta be half nuts to keep running up and down the road in these semi trucks. Half a mind to slow it down for a time, but I'm never gonna give it up till I'm pushing up daisies. I'll be semi-crazy.
I'm just a truck-driving fool who never finished school. I got my learning at the old truck stop. They said I won't amount to much when a gear shift and a clutch was the only education I got. I'm just an old blue-collar, semi-crazy road scholar. They tell me that I'm half insane, that I've been driving so long. I got diesel in my blood and 90 weight oil on my brain, 'cause I'm semi-crazy. Yeah, about half nuts. Take a running up and down the road in these semi-trucks. I might have had to have a mind to slow it down, but I'm never gonna give it up till I'm pushing up daisy. I'll be semi-crazy.
Everybody says we're dingy 'cause we're too semi-crazy to stop. That's the handle that we're stuck with, no matter if we like it or not. Through the deserts and the mountains, the sunshine, the rain, and the snow, we'll be double clutching take it slow, 'cause we're semi-crazy. We gotta be half nuts.
Tuck Eva running up and down the road in any semi-trucks.
We might have had half a mind to slow it down for a time, but we're never gonna give it up till we're pushing up daisy. We'll be semi-crazy till they put us in the ground. They never shut us down.
Till we're 6 feet under, we'll be rolling thunder.
Oh, yeah, break 1-9. Red, are you out there? You got Lunier Jr. here. Come on back.
Hey, Lunier, this is old Cornbread Red. How you doing, boy?
Well, I'm a little semi-crazy from driving this truck too long, but I'll be all right.
Me too. What do you think of that, Dudley?
Who's terrible at math? You know, that is not something I say about myself ever. Ever. But, you know, I'm going to have to make a decision here, so you just stay tuned for what's going to happen there. Oh, I don't know what to do. Change that. Okay. All right. Making cuts on the fly. The penultimate radio obituary is for Ramblin' Lou Shriver, the American country musician and radio broadcaster from Western New York State. He began his radio career in 1947, performing live music on WJJL in Niagara Falls, and was the first person to broadcast country music over the Western New York airwaves. He performed in the area, Southern Ontario, and beyond. In 1951, his band, the Twin Mountain Pioneers, no, Twin Pine Mountaineers, recorded and released an album for Spartan Records. He also made it to the Grand Ole Opry. His last radio broadcast on WXRL was 22 days before his death. Ramblin' Lou Shriver just passed away at 89. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And at the speed you're traveling now, you'll need help from above. You want this and you want that, and you're going all the time. I can't keep pace in this race, so just leave me behind. Just honk your horn, then you may pass. Just honk your horn, step on the gas. And as you go your high-speed way, life you like, you're gonna find the curve down the line, and you wish you'd have rode a bike.
The Ultimate Radio Obituary. I'm sorry, I had to skip one of his. The Ultimate Radio Obituary is for John Chilton, the British jazz trumpeter and writer, who during the 60s also worked with pop bands, including the Swinging Blue Jeans and the Escorts. I'm just going to refer you now to the movie of many of his exploits called Living Jazz from 1961, directed by Jack Gold. Let's find that one and watch it, okay? Let's do that. John Chilton just passed away at 83. It's the Ultimate Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I want a butter and egg man from way down in the west. I get so tired of working all day. I want a daddy who wants me to play pretty close and never be mine. But if my dreams come true, the sun's gonna shine.
Even hit I see, I'll be your butter and egg man.
Promises, promises.
From way down in the south.
Oh, you're such a cute daddy.
I want a Louis Vuitton, a Versace dress, and a BMW.
That just about wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for John Chilton and tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to go out on. Then we're going to be handing you over to, oh, I didn't look it up first. Who is highly irresponsible here? I'm getting it. Welcome to the Machine. We'll be handing you over to Welcome to the Machine coming up in just a few moments. Like I said, one final tune to go out on. Then we're going to see you all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where we will keep each other wrapped up in silliness as much as humanly possible. Be back here next week, Saturday night, for yet even more silliness for you to stomach and for you to possibly shake your stick at. It could happen as we begin tonight our 31st year on the radio. Well, you know the story well enough to know that that's only part of the story. So we'll see you next week, online all week long. And in the meantime, stay tuned to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.